morning. Thank you for calling Sunshine Dental. This is CEO. I can help.
Hi, is Rodolfo available?
No, he's not at the moment. Can I take a message?
Okay, yeah. Is Lena in?
Yes, but she stepped away from her desk. let's see here.
Okay.
Mass is calling?
Yeah, it's Sam with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me find her for you.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lena?
Yes.
Hey, Lena, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. Lena, are you one of the owners over there for the business?
No, I'm just a manager.
Oh, okay. Now, have you been working with Hashem over here so far?
Yes.
Okay, so you're familiar with the file,
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, getting the process done and everything.
Okay, all right. Well, basically, to give you an update on where you guys are, I'm with the underwriting department. Your file got passed over to us yesterday afternoon. And I just wanted to give you guys a call, do sort of a quality control call to make sure we're all on the same page for what we're trying to accomplish here.
Okay.
Do you have a couple minutes to go over the file right now?
Let me just... Give me 2 seconds, I go to my desk, okay?
Sure, okay.
All right. Okay, so I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me pull it back up real quick here. Sorry about that. Okay, so it looks like I have your file. It looks like we're working with, are there two businesses?
Yeah, we have two offices.
And okay. All right, so I have Sunshine Dental Services as the first one and Acosta Dental Services of Lauderhill as the second one.
Yeah, well, one is Acosta Dental Services doing business at Sunshine Dental Center, and the other one is the same, but always with the of Lauderhill.
Of Lauderhill, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect, all right. And now we're looking for two separate approvals for each location. Do I understand
yes.
that correctly?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'd like to kind of tackle each of those individually. So I'm going to start with the first one that I have here, the Sunshine Dental Services, not Lauderhill, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now I think I see I have Rodolfo as the 100% owner. Is that right?
Sorry. Can you repeat that?
Is Rodolfo the 100% owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how long has that been in business over there?
That was since 2006.
Since 2006, okay.
Since he's the owner. But before that, he was just a dentist in the clinic that it was here.
Okay.
But at that time, he acquired the business, and it's been his by himself.
Okay. Now, was the business that was there prior, did it have the same DBA name, or did he change it after he took ownership?
He changed it.
Okay. All right. Okay, now, as far as sales go for you guys over there, I have, for last year, you guys did about $1.3 million. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what you did in 2014?
Let me check. Let me check right away. Sorry that I don't have this information.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
But I'm new, so.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it as simple as possible.
Not that new, though, but still, I don't know everything. Was 805,000.
Oh, okay. You guys had some good growth there then.
Yeah, we did. We changed like a lot of things. We changed the management. The doctor found out that the former managers were stealing from him. Like, that was a big deal. So that's why it was not receiving what he was supposed to.
Sure.
So we're recovering.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let me take a look at the notes here that Hashem has. So, okay, I see a lot of notes here about, you know, some existing loans that you guys have. There's a lot of numbers here with balances. Could you give me, just in your words, kind of a rundown of what you guys are trying to do here, what you're looking to accomplish?
Okay, for this office, it's just like restructuring the debt. Because the monthly payments are too high. So we're trying to get, like, to pay off that and find, like, a loan with lower payments.
Okay.
Per month. That's the main goal with that.
Okay. Now, are you guys looking to net any operational cash, or is this all strictly looking to be refinancing?
Refinancing. That's the main goal with this office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to run a couple of these balances by you. I see ProHealth Capital. I see two loans from ProHealth Capital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what were those primarily for?
That's equipment.
Oh, they're equipment loans. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So on both of those, let's see. I have the first one with about a $10,000 balance and the second one with about just under $54,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and those are both monthly payments for the equipment. All right. And then the next one I see is BHG. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
That was, let me see if I get this. I'm not really sure. That's. I think that was because the doctor made, like, for the new equipment and the new chairs that he bought with ProHealth.
Uh-huh.
He had to make some constructions inside the building, so I know he did like four more rooms, and part of that was towards that.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But I would have to ask him like the whole thing. What was it for? Because I don't have the.
Okay, no worries. I think I have enough basic information about it with just the balance and the monthly payment that you're working with. The next one that I see is Can Capital.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little different than the others. This is one of those daily payments.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what that was used for?
That was mainly for cash flow.
For cash flow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, with that one, I have, let's see, you're originally borrowed $110,000, and your balance right now looks to be around $93,000. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And that one has a $281 a day payment.
The thing is that the original amount was $110,000, but the repayment was like $134,000.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you guys are a decent way through, but you still got a good chunk of
it
left in there. Okay.
Yeah, but that is the one that is killing us. Like, we have to pay a lot of money per month. So that one in the BHG, it's that's our main thing.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah.
Okay. Now, so the CAN Capital, so that's a working capital loan. Have you guys looked into any other working capital loans since doing that? Okay. All right. Now, was that your first kind of foray into working capital programs?
Yeah, like in 2012 or something, if I'm not mistaken, they did the same with CAN Capital. So I think that they chose that that kind of company to get it because they used it before.
So. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, what we have here, our programs are going to be based off of your sales. So we're able to get you access to cash based off of your top line revenue. So it is a similar format. Now with your guys' sales being around 1.3 million, mm-hmm. usually we're able to do 10 to 15% of that at one time. So okay. for this first go around, we'd be looking at something, you know, probably around 130,000, 150,000, maybe upwards of that.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is kind of try to prioritize this, because we have a good amount of loans there. Most of those are monthly payments. I think the CAN loan is probably going to be first on our priority list. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the same page with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I think looking at everything on the file, mm-hmm. what I'd like to do is try to get you into, I want to stay realistic with what we're trying to achieve here, okay?
Yeah,
looking at it, I think the balances on the BHG and the two Pro Health Capitals are going to be far above what's available to you right now on this first go around. So I think what I'd like to do is try to compartmentalize this and go after the CAN Capital balance first. Try to refinance that and kind of, you know, increase your cash flow that you guys have going there to help with the operations there. From there, the monthly payments will be a little more breathable, and we can actually revisit those once we establish a relationship and get through this first CAN refinance. Do you follow
me
with that?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Now, do you guys have an idea of how soon you were looking to bring the funds on?
As soon as possible. I mean,
okay.
Like paying almost $12,000, $13,000 a month in just like that. Those loans, it's a lot. So
yeah, okay.
And since we're trying, as I told you, like we have changed a lot, and we need like more cash flow to go ahead and do our projects. So that
yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Okay, okay. So, question I have for you, would you be able to send me over a copy of that CAN contract? Because the program that I want to get you into would pay that off directly. So I just
mm-hmm.
need to have all the information on that.
Okay, yeah, I can ask the owner to give it to me.
Okay, and you can actually, I know you've been working with Hashim, so when you get it, you can just send it over to him.
Okay.
And we can go ahead and plug in for the approval on that.
All right.
All right. Now, I think that clears up the picture on our first location. So now for the second location, Lauderhill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me one second here. I have to pull that one up. Sorry, my system always takes forever when I'm trying to do something. Okay, now on the Lauderhill location, Rodolfo is the 100% owner of that one as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And how long has that one been in business?
8 years.
8 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then my numbers here show that you have about 460,000 for sales. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any idea what you did in 2014 on that one?
Let me look it up. We did, that's 392.
392, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so some pretty good growth there, too.
Yeah, but it's...
You guys are getting things in order, huh? Okay, let me see. All right, now... Okay... Okay, so sort of the same situation on this one. I see some notes on here with some balances, but could you walk me through what you guys are hoping to accomplish with the Lauderhill location?
The main goal with this one is that our rent, like, it's not like we make a lot in that office compared to the other one, of course.
Uh-huh.
But we're paying a rent of almost $4,500 a month.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's more than we're supposed to be paying, okay? So the landlord told us that there might be the option to buy the property, okay?
Okay.
That's like $180,000 he's selling it for. So our main goal with this office is to be able to get the money to buy the property. That way we stop paying like $4,500 of rent, and we instead pay it for our own building.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing on my own personal end right now, trying to get out of renting. But it makes sense, really. It does.
Yeah, of course. You're paying for something that is yours.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Okay. So I understand what you're trying to do here. So let me run through the file here, and we'll go over some numbers. Now I see. There are a couple loans on this one as well. There's the ProHealth, which obviously is going to be for equipment, monthly payments, that sort of thing. And then I see another CAN Capital loan on here as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the CAN Capital, is the current balance on that about $35,000? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we're hoping to get about $180,000. We want it to purchase the building. Okay. All right. So now, again, it's going to be, we're working with the same sort of programs as the first time around, where they're going to be based off of your sales and it's access to cash, right? So on this one, you guys are about $460,000. So we're dealing with, we're a little limited on this one. I think we'd be looking at about $50,000 probably available to you on that. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's, significantly less than $180,000.
Yeah.
So how close to $180,000 do we need to get? Do you guys have any capital on hand that you are already looking to put a portion of that toward the purchase? Because if I can't get you the full $180,000, if I can get you at least close to it, we might have something there.
No, right now we don't have any capital to invest in the building. That's why we were looking for the loan.
Okay. And what's the time frame on it? Do you know, is it up for sale yet, or what's it looking like?
We have from today to if I'm not mistaken, till March, I think, to make a decision. It's not like an open... It's just like the landlord telling us, hey, if you want to buy the property, you can do it. So if we have that option, we have to... Well, we want to take advantage of that.
Okay. Well, that gives me a little room to work here then, because, like I said, the 10 to 15%, we can only do that at a time. So what we might be able to do is try to do this over kind of like a few increments to get you up to that $180,000.
Okay.
Now, another possibility that I'd like to run by you is this: the cash that we deposit into your account, it's unsecured and you're free to spend it however you'd like. So obviously on the first location, you guys are going to have access to more cash, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, something, if you guys are open to it, You would be able to, you know, it's your choice. If you are able to access cash through the first location, you could use that to make up for what we're not able to get on the second location.
Okay. Question. What about the interest rate?
So I don't have any information on the interest rate yet. Basically, where you are in the process is you just got sent over to underwriting, so I'm giving an initial review.
Okay.
Once I figure out which programs we want to apply for, because the interest rate is going to vary by program, once I determine which program we're going to go for, I will submit for an approval, and then we will have all the information on what rate you qualify for.
Okay.
So we're probably a day or so away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I just really want to iron out exactly which programs we're trying to get into.
Yeah.
So, sounds like, because of what's available for the Water Hill location, is a little lower than what you're looking for, we're going to want to try to do this either in increments or combine what's available through both locations.
Okay.
Now, does it sound like something that you guys would be open to?
Well, I will have to talk to the owner, right? But, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
That's
yeah, sure. And you know, it's a process where we have to kind of feel everything out, see what sort of options are there, then obviously try to put together the best possible situation. Now, is Rodolfo available to speak to? Is he easy to get a hold of?
No, he's with patients right now. It's kind of difficult to drag him here when he's with patients.
Okay.
But maybe in Wednesday. Maybe tomorrow. He's available tomorrow. So maybe if you give us a call, I can get him to talk to you.
Okay, what's probably the best time to call?
Probably after lunch, maybe 2 p.m.
Okay, because I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to at least get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think on the first location, I have a pretty good idea of which program we want to get into. But
okay.
The second location is where we're going to get in. It's a little cloudy, and I'd like to kind of speak to Rodolfo to see exactly where he stands on cross-referencing both locations. Because if that is an option, then I'd like to move forward with it, because I think we're going to have a little more available that way.
Uh-huh.
If not, we're going to have to find some other channel to try to accomplish this. Mm-hmm. But I want to run it by him and see exactly what he is thinking.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
So, yeah, if you can give us a call, I'll get him for you.
Okay, absolutely. All right, well, I will go ahead. I'll call tomorrow after 2, and in the meantime, I will get the ball rolling over here on our end.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, thanks a lot for the time, Lena. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Sam. Have a nice day.
You too.